Of course, we do have a lot of concern. And again, most importantly, as I said, about the girls being out there and now exposed to any kind of abuse. And to all the school children who are out actually missing classes and missing their learning. We know that we are doing this distance learning, but that cannot replace the face-to-face learning for children in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Right. When I read the press release, you mentioned that you have enough evidence that the children do not spread the virus as much as adults. But again, 2 days ago, a new report has been released, or a new study that suggests that older children are more likely to spread the virus like adults. So isn't this risky for the older children?
There is enough evidence, as we say in our report, that actually children are not fast spreader of the disease, and that has been very well documented scientifically, and that's why we are making this this argument, which really indicates that they are not a major source of infections, and we do have enough knowledge that now than we had before on that, and on the fact that in many countries where schools have been reopened, those children have not been seen as increasing the risk of infections within the schools, nor have they been seen to increase the risk of infection in the community or back at home.
Mm.
So for us, those are very strong reasons for which we are calling for the reopening of the schools. But of course, it needs to happen, if it happens, under the best conditions and with minimal risk for everyone else.
Right.
Saying that they are not responsible for infections or are not fast spreaders doesn't mean that you know, we should not take all the safety measures that need to be taken at schools for the disease not to be spread.
Right. And speaking about the favorable conditions and, of course, observing measures, the schools that you mentioned that have opened, that we have seen, at least the guidelines have been followed. But again, if you look at South Sudan in general, people are beginning to normalize the situation of COVID-19. How sure are we that the schools will make sure that they follow the guidelines, say, if the schools open?
You know, we are working with the Ministry of General Education Instruction and our partners to make sure that if the schools do reopen, that the minimum conditions for them being safe are met. And for that, we need, of course, to be very clear in terms of how that will happen. So there needs to be an accountability for everyone involved in that. Of course, the government, the ministry, will do its best to make sure that everything needed in terms of preventive measures are in place, the hand-washing stations, the masks, the social distancing, etc. And we will do our best from our side in supporting the ministry to make sure that all that is being explained thoroughly to the children, to the parents, to the teachers, and everyone else who is working in the school, so that those measures are actually fully followed and respected. And I'm sure that the government, if the schools reopen, will also put in place a monitoring system to see if those things are happening or not within the schools that have been reopened.
Right. And have you engaged the Ministry of Health? Are they speaking of the schools being open anytime soon?
We have been working with the Ministry of General Education Instruction over the past 2 months, actually since the schools have been closed, and trying to do whatever we can do as partners to make sure that we prepare the schools to be reopened when the government decides to do so.
Right.
I am aware that the Ministry of Education has been discussing with the Ministry of Health, and that is around guidelines and measures that needs to be put in place. So far, we don't have a date decided, but as partners of education, we are supporting the reopening, and we are working in the sense that the schools are going to be reopened sometime. So we are working towards that, making the school ready, the schools ready, and supporting the government to have a very safe reopening of schools when it happens.
Right. And you say that you're seeing most sectors gradually reopen except the education sector, and you want the schools to be open at least as soon as possible. Are you optimistic that this will be taken into consideration?
We are very optimistic that this will be taken into consideration, at least from all the discussions we have been having with the Ministry of General Education Instruction. We do see that there is also quite a lot of interest from that side to make sure that there is at least a staggering reopening of the schools with, again, as I said, all the measures taken into consideration and implemented to make sure that they are safe.